Hey, have you heard of Bloom Stories? It's an audio erotica app with over 1,000 intimate stories, guides, role plays, and more. If you like the stuff here, you'll love it there. They also just launched a spicy audiobook section, where they partner with BookTok authors and top-selling creators. Everything from fantasy to dark romance is in there. Head to bloomstories.com to sign up for a free account. Unlock everything by using promo code GIRLONTHENET and save up to 70%.
This is Edge of Glory, written by David at the Big Gay Review, read by Luke. I'm impatient. I am the type of person who will obsessively watch their tracking emails as soon as they get a dispatch notification. I am always rushing ahead from A to B because I just cannot stand waiting. I'm the same with my orgasms. I want them quick, I want them fast, and lazy where possible. So the idea of being edged honestly does not appeal, personally. However, when it comes to dishing out orgasms to someone else, well, this is where I'm happy to slow down and take my time. After all, what's a lazy Sunday for if not for slouching around on the sofa and keeping him on the brink of orgasm for as long as possible? And it always starts innocently enough. He'll be sitting, legs akimbo, browsing on his phone or playing some sort of game. I'll lean in and rest my head on his shoulder, trying to get a glance at what he's doing. My hand will rest casually on his thigh. I might gently caress them. He'll acknowledge me with a mwah noise, and I'll reply with a soft moan. As he's engrossed in whatever he has on his mobile, I'll bring my hand closer to his crotch. I'll gently cup his balls through his jeans, and he adjusts himself a little to allow me better access. Without saying a word, I'll just softly grope and stroke at his cock until I can begin to feel the familiar twitching that indicates its awakening. Soon it gets to a point where I know it's uncomfortable for him to be at full mast while wearing his jeans. But I'm not going to give him that relief yet. He'll do everything he can to try and make it more bearable. He'll shift in his seat to the point where he's almost lying on his back. And yet I don't give in. I'll keep stroking his thickening prick through his jeans, all the while he's slowly tilting his head back and closing his eyes, his face contorted in a twisted look of pleasure and pain. Finally, I relent, and I unzip his jeans, allowing his cock a little more room to breathe. But I won't let it fully out of the cage yet. His underwear bulges through the zipper, and I can see that it's moist. I gently insert my finger through the buttons in his boxers, and as my skin comes into contact with his cock surges. I can hear the desperation in his breathing. All he wants is for me to take his dick out of his jeans. Not yet. We're going to tease him just a little bit longer. When the time comes, I pull at his belt, and he's eagerly helping me undo everything. His jeans are now round his ankles, and he is now sat half-naked on the sofa, his gorgeous cock standing to full attention, veins bulging, and the tip now glistening with beads of pre-cum. I softly wrap my fist around and give it a good, firm squeeze. As I do so, he clenches. I fucking love feeling his dick engorge as he does that. It feels powerful and dangerous, and at the same time, I want nothing more than to stick it in my mouth or in my ass. But that's not the goal for today. Even as my own cock is ready to burst, my focus is on him. At this point, I've no idea how much time has gone by. I keep squeezing and then offering a single stroke up or down the shaft. He's gripping at the arm of the sofa intensely. His breathing is becoming heavier and almost labored. I've never felt his dick feel this fucking hard before. Now it's time for the real fun to begin. So now I'm giving him a handjob. Slow at first, just feeling every inch of his prick, every vein. As he begins to relax into it, I'll speed up. At this point, I can feel him arch his hips. He's moaning loudly. I know when he's getting close to orgasm, and I know we're not that far away. Just as he thinks he's about to get that sweet release, I stop. His body relaxes back into the sofa, and he lets out a deep, despondent sigh. He looks at me with an expression that says, "Well, keep going." I just stare into his eyes, grab his dick again, and start off with the soft, slow strokes. Building up the rhythm, his eyes roll back and he arches his hips again. His moans get more breathy and he's softly muttering under his breath. As his body begins its pre-orgasm twitches, I stop again. This time the noise he makes is much more obviously a noise of frustration. And yet his cock continues to throb and twitch. This continued for ages, and each time his noises became more desperate and exasperated. I wasn't sure he was going to be able to hold it much longer. This time, when I finished stroking, I leant back, and as he suddenly screamed, "Oh, fuck!" I sat in awe as his cock just shot out spurt after spurt of thick, creamy spunk. His body convulsed and his knuckles were white, almost tearing the padding off the arm of the sofa. I watched with glee as his hips bucked and his tummy was now soaked with cum. The orgasm lasted a good, solid minute. He finally went still. His breathing returned to normal, and I just watched as his dick twitched and slowly returned to its flaccid state. I went to get him a towel, and as he wiped around his dick, he shuddered. He's normally quite sensitive after an orgasm anyway, but today it seemed almost unbearable. As I stood before him, I couldn't hide my bulge anymore, and he reached out to grab at my crotch, but I stepped back. I shook my head and said, "Nope," and I walked off, leaving him sat on the couch with his pants around his ankles. Now that was fun. If you liked this, you can find more of David's amazing work at thebiggayreview.com, more of me at BeardyNoise on Twitter, and more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com.